Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo! Welcome in. It is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We will do it live, Bill.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
And what a show we have for you. I mean, it's Legends. It's Legends Week. We had Andy Furman, the legend, yesterday.
Wow.
And we have a television legend and great radio broadcaster as well, none other than Fred Rogan from KNBC Los Angeles, the Dean of LA Sports. My friend, welcome to the Odd Couple, Mr. Rogan.
You know, it's a pleasure to be here, Rob. You know, I love working with you. I'm a little taken aback, though, by your introduction.
Why?
When you come out and you've got this big, it's Legends Week, and you talk about Andy Furman, then you say, I'm here. So what you're basically saying is, we're bringing in the old people on this week.
No.
And I don't like that, Rob.
Not at all, Fred. You're the youngest acting legend that I know. I mean, come on, Fred. Are you kidding me? You are the best, and we will have a great show. Fred, of course, has been at KNBC Los Angeles. I always get the years mixed up, but it's 42 years at KNBC, the NBC station in Los Angeles. He has a local radio show, Rogan and Rodney, on AM 570, LA Sports, locally in Los Angeles.
Are a part of.
I'm happy to be a part of it. I have a weekly segment every Friday. I'll be on tomorrow, matter of fact, for people listening in LA. So I'm happy about that. But Fred, what a show we got. We're going to have a couple of guests too. Garrett Bush will be along. He is a host in Cleveland. We'll talk about, of course, Deshaun Watson. This thing has finally been resolved. He comes in about 30 minutes. Also, Pat Forday from senior writer from Sports Illustrated. He's in the 5 o'clock hour. And Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, always a fun game. One of the best moments on Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia involved Fred Rogan. Am I right, Alex?
Morning.
Fred, you remember that? Morning.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. I think that was one of the early moments where I had started to sit in with you.
Yes.
And it was morning, and your response was wood.
I'm just saying.
And I was, I mused, well, I've been on one time, and since this will be your final show, I'm glad I could be here with you.
Thank God it was not. And yes, it is a TV theme song Thursday, so we'll hear some of our favorite TV theme songs when we come back from break. So we got that. Let's first, Fred, welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without him. Brandon is our producer today, filling in for Rob G. Alex, our able-bodied stud star engineer, is, of course, manning the board. And Monty Bolaños is doing the updates. She'll keep us updated throughout the program. She just fainted because that's the 18th time I said her name correctly, Fred. Monty Bolaños. Chris butchers it all the time. She's probably happy that he's on vacation.
Well, she deserves the respect she is due, Rob.
Exactly. You know, she's from Costa Rica, her family. I'm bilingual, Fred. I don't know if you knew that. You know, there were some whispers about it, but I am bilingual.
Well, wait a minute.
I think
you're
I'm
right.
moving to
you're
Mexico.
You're bilingual. What is your other language, Rob? What is it?
What is it called? Ebonics. That's the second
okay,
one.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah. Very
all
solid
right.
work. Oh,
here
by the
go.
Way, before we go, Rob, I just want to say, after you come out with an Ebonics line right off the top of the show, for everybody listening nationally now on the iHeartRadio app or on your radios around the country to FSR, Rob works on his comedy material every Friday with Rodney Peter, myself, on our show here in L.A., and he comes on, and he has all the material, and we tell him what he should do, what he shouldn't do. So I will say nationally now, the next time you perform, do not go with the Ebonics line. I would just leave that out.
I'm going to definitely leave that out, but you got to give me credit. Now, Fred had to work. Fred's one of my biggest supporters. He couldn't make it when I debuted at the Comedy Store in L.A., but Rodney Pete was there, Kevin Figures, of course, your producer of the show, and they gave you the report, and they told you I did well, Fred.
No, they thought you killed it. You did really well.
So,
I mean, aside from the person you actually killed, that was a problem where they just fell over.
That's another issue, right? Exactly.
But yeah, no, you did really, really well, and I know you've got another one coming up, and we're really excited about it.
Yes, we're going to do that. But all right, here we go, Fred. It's a done deal now. Deshaun Watson and the NFL have settled the personal conduct case with the NFL, and what it was basically, they had an arbitrator. She gave him 6 games, and she used the terms egregious and that he was a predator and that he was never interested really in massages, that he had ulterior motives. So he got 6 games.
He was a sore guy, Rob. He just needed a lot of rubs.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah.
And the NFL wasn't having it. They thought that the punishment didn't fit the crime, so to speak. And so they said they would appeal it. And Goodell got to either hear it himself, Fred, or put in another guy that he would pick, which you knew would have an NFL slant if Goodell's picking him. But anyway, so then the Players Association, on behalf of Deshaun Watson, approached the league, I guess, and they decided they wanted to settle this thing and get it all over with. And so Deshaun Watson, 11 games now instead of six. The NFL originally offered him a 12-game suspension, which he turned down. You got to remember, Deshaun Watson said he was innocent and didn't think he should be suspended at all, Fred. And I'll say this. I think the NFL kind of bent on this because they wanted an indefinite suspension. They offered him 12 originally, and they're taking 11, which is fine, as we go forward. But I think I would have a problem if I'm the league to have Deshaun Watson still say he's innocent and he hasn't done anything and, you know, to kind of play like they've railroaded him or bamboozled him into this and it's not fair. At some point, Fred, everybody deserves a second chance, but you have to acknowledge that you did something wrong. Whether you thought so or not is not the way it goes, Fred. It's the other people who were affected. Am I correct?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. He's also being ordered to have mandatory counseling. And Dee Haslam, the co-owner of the Browns, said something, and it's true. We respect his opinion, saying he didn't do anything wrong. I do think in counseling, Deshaun will learn a lot more about himself. Counseling takes time. You just don't go to a counseling session, wake up, and understand the impact it has. I think it's a layering effect. And anybody that's been to any kind of therapy understands that you've got to peel back the layers of the onion. And it takes a while to get to the root of the problem. 11 games. I'll start with that, Rob. 11 games. Is that fair? Is that enough? The league wanted more. He wanted less. Is that enough? I have to be really honest with you, and we've known each other a long time. It's hard for me to sit and speak about the number of games somebody should be suspended or how much time off a business should give somebody. And the NFL is a business because I can't truly appreciate what the women went through. I can understand it. I can process it.
Right.
I can look at it, but I don't know what that's like. I don't know how terrifying that is. I don't know what they were asked or forced to do. I don't know. And I think it's unfair for those of us that really don't know to sit and try to say, well, 11 games is no, they need 12. Maybe it should be more. I mean, if you look at the players that have been suspended.
Fred, let me just say this real quick.
All right, go ahead.
If you were in a, other than being the star quarterback for a team of a
right.
franchise, if you were Joe Blow working at most jobs and this went on, you would be out of work. Let's
you'd
just be honest. You'd
be fired.
You
right.
would be fired. Okay, so
right.
let's not act like Deshaun Watson, you know, was being raked over the coals. Most people would have lost their gigs because they represent a company or an organization, correct?
Yeah, and that's my point. I'm saying that maybe 11 games, not enough. Maybe it should be more. Maybe it should be a lifetime ban. I don't know. I know he did something that was pretty damaging. That I do know. We've all read it. We all understand it. But to put the number of games, because, Rob, you're accurate. If you are doing anything else in this country, working anywhere, and you have 25, 26 women come and charge you with assault in a massage parlor.
Right.
They all can't be wrong. They all cannot be wrong.
It's too many, right? We could believe two or three or four can make up a story, Fred, right? We could believe that. We can't sit here and think that 26 women who all can show you the DMs and all the, you know, that they had contact with them. These are not people off the street just throwing their name in because they want to get paid.
Since Roger Goodell has been commissioner, four players have been suspended for more than 1 year. That includes Michael Vick and Alden Smith. Seven players have been suspended for one season. That includes Pac-Man Jones and Josh Gordon. Two players for 12 weeks, 12 games, and that was Ray Rice, one of them. One player, 10 games. Four players, 8 games. Five players, 6 games. Two players for 5 games. Four players for 4 games. One player for 3 games. So four players have been suspended more than one season. Seven players have been suspended one season. But again, now this has been collectively bargained. And you have other people hearing the case. For him to come out and say, hey, if I could tell the truth, and I've been trying, but nobody's listening to me. If I could talk and tell the truth, and you'd listen to me, you'd find out that I'm innocent. Okay, those are words from someone that doesn't get it.
That's 100%.
They're a bit delusional. They're a bit delusional.
Can you imagine what he's been through, Fred? His career derailed, right? He hasn't played in what'll be almost two seasons.
Right.
And he still thinks like what he was doing, there was nothing wrong. Did he read the words used even by the arbitrator? Egregious?
Predatory?
Predator? That massages were not what he was going after? I mean, is he that close to it that he really honestly believes that one morning people woke up and said, let's get Deshaun Watson. Let's throw a monkey wrench into his life because, you know what, he's got it too good.
Psychologically, he's in a position where he's saying, it's everybody else. You don't understand me. See, if you understood me, you would know. No, if it's everybody else, it can't be everybody else.
Right.
It's got to be you. And I would suggest to you, and this is something that happens in sports throughout the country. You know, everybody understands what he did. The penalty has been levied. He's got to go to counseling, and then he will come back. Okay. I would suggest to you, the folks in Cleveland, because he now plays for the Browns.
Yep.
You know the funny thing? If he's our guy, it's not so bad. Anywhere in the country, when you have a guy do something, if he's on your team, you know, maybe it wasn't quite, he did it, but maybe it's not that bad. We always defend the guys. We become blinded by the fact that they are stars on our team.
Do you remember the cheers when Ray Rice first came back to the Ravens? Before people saw the video.
Yes, absolutely.
You remember that? And the thing that was interesting was Deshaun Watson in that game at Jacksonville was booed heavily by the visiting crowd. And you know that's what's going to happen probably around the country as he's a visiting player. But you're right. All right, we want to get you involved. We want to hear what you have to say on this. Did the NFL get it right? Are you cool with the 11 games? No, is it too much? Did Deshaun Watson get screwed? I don't know. I mean, we want to hear what you have to say. It's done now. He's going to miss 11 games. 877-99 on Fox.
Hey, Rob.
877-996-6369.
Is it possible, and I don't know how many women listen to your show. I'm sure many do around the country. If it's possible and you are listening and you happen to be a woman, the lines are open for everybody.
Yes.
For every single listener, and we want to hear from you. But if you're a woman listening to the show, I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to hear your take on this.
At least. We need to get at least a woman or so or a couple in here. So we're trying to get as many calls as we can. Hit us up. It is The Odd Couple. Fred Rogan in for the vacation and Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. Stick and stay.
Everyone across the great U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Come on, Fred, let me take you to the Regal Beagle.
Knock on my door.
We're waiting for you. All right, it is the Odd Couple on the TV Theme Song Thursday. Rob Parker and Fred Rogan in for the vacation at Chris Broussard. Dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So the next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99
line on Fox. Deshaun Watson out 11 games. Did the NFL get it right or wrong? We want to hear from you.
All right,
Fred,
let's go. Big E in Irvine. You're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What's going on?
Yo, what's good, my brothers?
Yo.
Yo, hey, real quick, though, man. Hey, I don't know Deshaun Watson, and I don't know the women. You do have predators out there, but what I do know about this case, that the lawyer is the neighbor of the owner. Deshaun Watson came out and said some things about racism within the organization. And I got to say this last part. Myself, I've been accused of domestic violence 3 times, and 3 times.
Okay, hey,
women did not show up.
But Big E, that doesn't mean that this didn't happen because that happened to you. I get that. I understand why you're sympathetic to Deshaun Watson, but it doesn't mean that it didn't happen. You can't use your own personal experience to say that they made 26 women didn't make up a story. You can't believe that. Thanks for the call. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Big E. Let's go to Arizona. Ryan, you're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey guys, so here are my thoughts. Don't you think that he should be getting suspended for at least as many games as sexual assault, you know, cases that went on? I mean, it seems like that would be the minimum amount, each wound being worth one. And then I was kind of curious on your thoughts as to a franchise that would not only hire him, but circumvent his, you know, the upcoming penalty by structuring his contract in a way to avoid all financial penalties.
Look at it like this. Appreciate it. I do have a problem with the Browns doing that, Fred. I do.
If you're running a business, you know, I've often said this, and people argue with me, does character count? It doesn't matter what your business is. Does character count? When you're out looking for employees, do you factor in their character, what kind of person they are, what expectations you have of them? The Browns came down to this: winning trumps all. We need to win. And if we need to win, we'll do what it takes. And if that means we employ Deshaun Watson, we do that. I'm not saying everybody doesn't deserve to have a chance to work. I'm not suggesting that.
We all agree that people should get a second chance and have an opportunity to work. It doesn't mean, Fred, I told people it's from the Jump Street. Trevor Bauer would never wear a Dodgers uniform. He might pitch in the major leagues, Fred, but he's not pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Did you ever doubt he'd put on another Dodger uniform?
I did not.
I didn't.
No, I did not.
That organization won't do it. There'll be some other team, Fred, right? There'll be a team.
Somebody will think he's the missing piece. Somebody will take a flyer on him because they'll say, well, he has paid his debt.
Yep.
He has served his suspension, and he deserves a second chance. And every team has the opportunity to make that decision. But the question becomes, if you're the owner of the team, do you want to make that decision? Character counts, I think, when you hire people. But in sports, oftentimes winning trumps all. In Milwaukee, Brian is on the line. Brian, appreciate you holding. You're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Guys, what is up? What is up?
What's up? How you, buddy?
Hey, Milwaukee, we got good weather. We got good football. We got this football team here in Green Bay that doesn't, you know, sign these kind of players that got these issues going on. So life's good. But it's funny you mentioned that earlier about, you know, the morality of some of these teams, because it just feels like the Browns are almost like, what can we do to win? What do we need to do? And it almost felt like they were getting such a good bargain with this case or this deal with Deshaun Watson that they just had to take it. And as far as the suspension, it's ridiculous. Dozens of women come forward to say they've been assaulted, but Calvin Ridley gets suspended for a season because they bet on a couple of games. It's just horony. It's ridiculous. the fact that the NFL is like, well, if you bet, it's not that bad. But if you assault dozens of women, you know, it's only a couple, it's only half a season. And, this counseling, what is that going to be? Him going and him and an awe and the fact that he has to go to this counseling and the $5 million is a drop in the bucket. So it's ridiculous. Go Pack, go. Rodgers for life, baby. Let's do this thing.
All right. There you go. Appreciate the call. And I get the frustration. And you know this, Fred. The NFL's all over the place with its suspension. There's no uniform kind of thing. If you remember, Ray Rice got 2 games prior to seeing the video.
Yeah.
That guy never played football again, Fred. He went from 2 games to never playing football again.
And the reason that is, Rob, you know, in today's world, as you're driving around the country, think about this. Hey, this happened to me. You got any video?
Well, right. No. Video does matter.
Right. I don't have the video. Well, it didn't happen. It didn't happen the way you said it happened. Now, if you have video, then it happened exactly as you said it happened.
Hey, can we squeeze one more in, Fred? You got one more?
Yeah, I got one more. Let's go on. Jason in California. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thanks for getting me on. I'll keep it quick.
Yep,
so, you guys already touched upon Trevor Bauer, and that's kind of what I was going to go with.
Trevor got 2 years with no pay, and you know what? The Players Association didn't make a peep. Not a peep.
No, Rob, 1 year with no pay. The first year, he was not suspended.
Right, exempt list.
So he got paid that first year. This year, he's not getting paid. And and I'll just say this. I'm interested to figure out why there's no resolution yet.
Yeah.
Why there's no resolution yet.
Yep. Okay, go ahead. Make your point.
Yeah, so this whole thing, number one, what kind of message are we sending to our youth? Okay, because they're obviously going to see this in the news. I don't think it's right. And number two, I have big issues with Colin Kaepernick hasn't been back on a field because he is protesting social injustice. Yet you've got this guy who's assaulting women who's going to be back on the field before the season ends. I just don't think it's right, guys. Love the show.
No doubt. There's something wrong with it. We talked about it, Chris and I, when Deshaun Watson got the deal. He was rewarded, Fred, and Colin Kaepernick, who we all know later on, was dead right and spot on about the what was going on in this country, and he got his career pulled from him. So appreciate the call. Thanks so much, guys. All right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games,
like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Let's welcome in our guest, Garrett Bush. He's the host of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Locked on the Browns, and The Barbershop on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. And Garrett, what's happening? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Oh, man, listen, it's been one heck of a day, right?
It sure has. I think the last time we had you on, I don't think you thought he would get more than six games. Am I wrong? Didn't you think it would be a lower number?
Well, I had him ultimately somewhere between 4 and 6. And then when they appealed it, I said, oh, yeah, he might got a little more time than this, because this is starting to look kind of sketchy here.
So what's the reaction in Cleveland? You're there. I mean, we saw people boo him in Jacksonville. Is Cleveland split? Are they behind the guy? What kind of reaction are we getting now?
Well, listen, I think when you look at it, it's split. I would split down the middle. And one of the things that, you know, happens is you got a lot of people who are not for it. They don't like the allegations. They don't like the stuff that came out. But there's a large contingency of people who, you know, when you look at him as a quarterback, they look at him as an upgrade and an opportunity to be welcomed into the league as a team that is actually a contender for once, right? So there's some people looking at it from a football perspective, some people are looking at it from a people person's perspective, and some people are just in between in the mix. You know, I've heard so many people call me over the last 2 to 3 days and just be like, what should I do? My daughter wants a Deshaun Watson jersey. And I'm like, yeah, well, you can. that's a conversation piece if you do get a jersey, right? So there's a lot of people that are up in the air. But I do think if you ask most people, I would say 75% of the individuals would say that they would still make the trade for Deshaun Watson given he had 11 games.
Right, because Garrett, in today's world, if he's our guy, it's not quite as bad as if he's somebody else's guy. And winning trumps all. You know, the Browns have been getting a lot of heat from around the country and from around the league. Does the franchise, does the organization care?
Well, I think the organization does care to a certain extent. But I think in general, the NFL is an organization that it's about winning. You know, you've had players who be in trouble. You've had owners who are in trouble. And one thing that you know, a lot of people realize is that we're not naive enough to think that, you know, if Deshaun Watson was another guy that wasn't as good as he is, that didn't have the talent that he did, that he would not have different consequences. But that's just the way it's set up. When you look at it from perspective, you know, there's a lot of people who say, well, owners get in trouble, but they have the benefit of the doubt because they have $1 billion and they own the team.
Yeah, so that's but they did make Richardson and Charlotte sell his team. I mean, so there have been consequences. People act like owners never get their teams taken away. Donald Sterling had his team taken away in the NBA. We've seen it.
There's no doubt. There's some people that get it taken away. No doubt. I also think the league kind of retroactively looked at the Miami Dolphins situation. It was like, okay, let's go ahead and get that out of the way. I think the league has also said, we might want to get this CTE concussion settlement thing done with the Norman, too. Here's the thing, guys. I think some people got both sides in the room and said, lawyers that are smarter than me and a lot of other people that said, look, hey, guys, the NFL, we print money. The league is the most popular. It runs entertainment. Is this the hill that we want to die on? If we go ahead and suspend Deshaun Watson for the whole year, he may say, listen, I'll just take it to court. Do you really want to go to court?
And Tom Brady really went to court to and it was thrown out. He would have no legal footwork because when you agree to a CBA and to go, a court won't hear it because you signed up for it.
Right.
So I don't think the NFL was scared that he was going to court. I just think they finally decided they offered him 12 games, and if he took 11, they would be happy. That's what they offered him. I think that's what happened. Tom Brady thought he was going to the Supreme Court, too, over the four-game suspension, and they dismissed the case because they're not going to hear cases.
I will say this. They had to, if in this case, the NFL had to hammer. I mean, if you look at on the outside looking in, Deshaun Watson in that case didn't have much to stand on. So if the NFL really wanted him to get that year, it came back to Roger Goodell. It was in his hands. He could have said, listen, I'm not handing it off to Mr. Harvey. I'm going to deal with it myself, and I'm going to give you the year. I don't know why he didn't do that if he really wanted the year. That's the only reason I'm saying that there might be a situation where the league just didn't want it to escalate any further.
No, I think they offered him 12, so they got 11. I think that's why. I mean, Deshaun rejected 12 games before they went to the arbitrator. So the NFL, to me, got exactly what they're looking for. Last thing, Fred, I hate to interrupt you,
but let's do this.
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com, from The Plain Dealer, she reported that if Sean got more than six, that the franchise would go after Jimmy G. Is that still on the table? What have you heard?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of people that are saying, yeah, you should. If you look at the case of the Browns, the first four, five, six games of the year, they have a favorable schedule. But Jacoby Brissett is a backup. So how long can you ride with a backup? The next six games are brutal. You got Baltimore. You got Cincinnati. You got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You got the Bengals in there. So it's going to be a chance and a choice you're up to say, listen, do we want to go with Jacoby Brissett or do we want to give a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo a shot to come in here and do something to salvage a season? Because to be truthful, the Browns have already invested through first-round picks in Deshaun Watson. They're over the hill in cap. So they have to go all in. So if Jimmy G is a better chance of getting to the playoffs or at least salvaging part of the season, I think the Cleveland Browns would be fools to not look at it, and I think they will look at it.
Hey, Garrett Bush, the host of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Locked on the Browns, and the Barbershop on 93.2 The Fan. We appreciate you, my man. Thanks for the knowledge. And I'm going to say it right here, right now, the Browns will not, N-O-T, make the playoffs. I'm on the record.
All right, when they make the playoffs, you call me back up.
No doubt about it. We'll bet wings on it, okay? We'll bet wings with a large Diet Coke. All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate you, Garrett. All right. All right, coming up next. Yes, we'll talk a little bit more about that Jimmy G thing with Fred Rogan. Also, Shekel City. So you want to stick and stay. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker and Fred Rogan filling in for the vacation, and Chris Broussard, who will be back on Monday. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Fred, it's time for Shekel City.
Let's go.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, last night, that walk-off granny by the Yankees helped me. I was 2-1 in my three bets on Shekel City. They needed a win desperately, Fred. The Yankees are stinky right now, but they got a big one. We'll see if that turns anything around for the Bronx Bombers.
You know why the Yankees are in trouble, Rob.
What's that?
I mean, I have a theory.
What is that?
And I think it's well thought out. They traded Joey Gallo.
Is that what it was? Since
that
Joey
was
Gallo
guy.
Left.
It's
yes.
The Joey Gallo effect. Now, yeah, granted, Joey Gallo couldn't hit his hat size. He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. That's true. But if you have Joey Gallo on your team, you got a shot every night. They traded Joey Gallo, and this is what happened to him.
No doubt about it. It's been pretty bad. All right, tonight, light schedule, because you know with getaway day, Fred, everybody plays during the day. We only got one game. I got the Nats, Padres, with the run total, and I'm going with the over. The run total is 8. It's set at 8. So we're going with the over in the Nats-Padres game in San Diego tonight. All right, there we go. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. There you go, Shekel City. Fred, let's do this. I want to hear your take. Jimmy G, the Browns have already spent a gazillion dollars on quarterbacks, okay? They had to pay Baker Mayfield to be able to go to Carolina. They gave Deshaun Watson money. And now they got to go out and trade somebody else and give more money to be able to bring in yet another quarterback. What would you do if you were ownership management, and would you go get Jimmy G?
Well, here's the thing. If you're in it to win it, and that's what we surmised earlier because they signed Deshaun Watson. Winning trumps all, so we're going to sign Deshaun Watson. We need to win. All right, well, you're not going to have your guy now for 11 games. Your schedule is easy early, and it gets tough midway through the suspension. If you're in it to win it, wouldn't you want somebody at quarterback? Because you're not just throwing the season away here. Wouldn't you want somebody at quarterback that you believe gave you your best shot to win? And if Jimmy G gives you your best shot to win, why wouldn't you go out and get him? You know what? You've done this to yourself.
Right.
The pain you're feeling is self-inflicted. You made the choices to put yourself in this position.
Because they mishandled the Baker Mayfield. They should have traded him first before they did the Deshaun Watson deal. What were they thinking, Fred?
Arrogance.
Right.
That's really what it is. It's just pure arrogance. We'll make the decisions here. We'll tell you when you're going to go. Make that call.
If you trade him first where people aren't knowing what you're doing in that situation, then you would have got a better value for him. Instead, once people know you've signed Deshaun, right, they're not going to take him off your hands. They're going to wait until you pay us to take him.
Right. So that's what happened there. But if you are the owners of the Browns, if you're the Haslams, are you going to say to the people of Cleveland, after you went out and made this splash by signing Deshaun Watson, hey, you know what? We're going to write this year off. We're going to write it off. We made this splash. Everybody buys season tickets. We've got a real shot now. But because of this situation, we're just going to write the year off. And we'll see you all next year, because by the time he comes back and gets back into playing shape and starts playing, he may not be what we thought he was. It's going to take some time. So we're running out of time. Are you really going to say that to the people in Cleveland? Are you going to tell them, this one's on us, our bad, and we'll worry about next year, and everybody will be ready to go? I don't see that, Rob. I see you need to win. You owe it to the fans. You owe it to the people. You need to have a quarterback that you believe can guide you, that can get you there. Jacoby Brissett is a talented guy, but he is a career backup. And you're asking him to play an awful lot of games now. He's not a backup. He's the starter. It's like Deshaun Watson would be the backup.
And here's the problem, Fred, with the easy schedule early. If you don't win those games, you're sunk.
Yeah.
You know, like, those are the most important games are actually the easy games that are in the beginning, not the other way around. Like, oh, we need a good quarterback for the second six because they're tougher. No, you need to win the games you're supposed to win, and that's why you need the best quarterback probably from day one. Because if you lose those games, you're going to be in such a hole that it's going to be tough.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.